What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. You're now tuned into another Dead End Sports 365 video. And of course, y'all know I got to talk about my favorite team, you know what I'm saying, of this NBA season so far. And no, it's not the Knicks. It's actually the Golden State Warriors. They are cheeks, like I told y'all they would be. Well, I didn't say that necessarily. I'll give the Warriors credit. I did say that Steph and them will have a good season, but they just wouldn't do shit in the playoffs. And so far, even though they're like the top four seed in the West right now, they don't look like it. I was just talking to Ken about it. The last 22 games, so going back to early February, they've only won 7 of those last 22 games they played up until this spot right now as we end March going into April. And the one person I'm going at is not Steph Curry. I know y'all always think I'm a Steph Curry hater. No, it's not him. It's actually Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr has gotten all these roses, all this hoopla and overhypeness over his coaching career so far with the Golden State Warriors, how he's been touted as like the mastermind behind it, like how Phil Jackson was, or how Pat Riley was with the Lakers. No, he's not. He ain't shit. I'm here to tell y'all that right now. Y'all know that. Y'all know how I call it. It is exactly how I see it. Steve Kerr is not a good coach. Steve Kerr is a fraud. I don't think Steve Kerr, without these Hall of Fame worthy players, can even get you over 500. So clearly that makes the case for why over the last 22 games. And that's with Steph Curry for most of that, because Steph Curry didn't come out, I believe, until like mid-March. So they were still losing with these guys. Granted, they've had injuries, but come on. And the way the West has opened up, it's not as hard as the East this year, at least. They should be a lot more stable going into these last few months of the regular season going into the playoffs. So for me, y'all know I have a lot of people on watch. And I obviously Golden State has been one of them at the top of the year. So make sure y'all tune in to see how Steve Kerr plays out, because I think they're going to get bounced out at the first round.